Daniel Sasharia shares 5 simple ways to invest Indiana real estate. Real estate is a very attractive and lucrative investment that can offer significantly higher returns than normal traditional investments such as stocks and bonds. It is normally assumed that investment in real estate requires a substantial amount of capital. However, with time and with developments in the real estate sector, it is now easier to invest in real estate with relatively low investment. There are many potential benefits to investing in real estate. Real estate investments provide competitive long-term returns by either rental income or capital appreciation or both at the same time. It also provides a diversification benefit. Furthermore, it provides a much-needed hedge against inflation to protect your wealth. Accordingly, in this article, we'll tell you about 5 simple ways through which you can easily invest in real estate. You can invest in real estate by either direct or indirect ownership of real estate property, such as land and buildings. It also includes lending against real estate property, for example, providing a mortgage or buying mortgage-backed securities, the real estate property serving as collateral in case of a default. Buying rental property. The most common method of investing in real estate is by acquiring residential properties that can generate income. If you have excess capital and have the patience to manage tenants, then you should look into it. You can also use leverage by applying for a mortgage and having your tenants pay your monthly mortgage payments. This way you can maximize your capital and invest in other places at the same time. Investing in REITs. Another easy way to invest in real estate is by investing in an REIT or real estate investment group. It acts like a mutual fund where all investors invest in a pool of money. The manager of the fund then allocates the investments to the best of his ability and deducts a fee. It is optimal for those people who don't like the hassle of managing the day-to-day operations of real estate or have a hard time finding people to move into their properties. House flipping. The third way to invest in real estate is known as house flipping. It requires quite a lot of experience and knowledge and carries a great deal of risk. However, if you play your cards right, it can be equally rewarding as well. In house flipping, you tend to buy undervalued properties and sell them after some time at their fundamental or real value. There are a lot of downsides to house flipping and you can land yourself in hot waters too, but it is common for people who are active in real estate trading and they tend to trade it just like value investors in stocks. Investing in REITs. Another way to invest in real estate is through REITs. REITs are publicly traded corporation which uses investors' money and invests in real estate. It gives you indirect exposure to real estate without having to participate in any transaction. There are 2 types of REITs. The first type is traditional real estate investing, in which the company invests in malls, buildings, or apartments and generates income. The second type of REIT invests in mortgage-backed securities and relies on the returns from them. REITs are typically seen as dividend-paying stocks and are highly liquid. Investing through online platforms. You can also participate in crowdfunding platforms for real estate projects and invest in real estate. Several online platforms connect potential investors with real estate developers and allow the flow of funds easily. You can participate in many different projects at once with relatively low investments.